The module you see in the picture can be found on auction sites as a 40-watt 12DC to 220ACC converter. Seeing the design of the device in the photo, I wasn't expecting much for the price of $2. I was hoping that the module would work and allow you to power a 230V GU10 compact fluorescent lamp or bulbs. After starting the module, as expected, it turned out that a minus 40 kHz sine wave appears on the secondary side of the transformer. The effective voltage may reach several hundred volts in no load condition. As the power consumption increases, the output voltage drops to the 220V visible in the description, and even less, 90 to 100 volts. On the board, you will find the fields marked negative 12 volts, ground, and plus 12 volts, where we connect the 8 to 12 volts supply voltage. In points B and D, we get a rectified output voltage of 100 to 300 volts. Be careful when starting up because of the voltage threatening to health and life in the system. When working without load, the system consumes approximately 68 milliamps. Supply voltage, 12 volts. The rectified output voltage may reach even 400 volts. Such configuration should be avoided. After loading the GU10 8-watt output, 0.87 amp current flows at the input of the system at a voltage of 12 volts, while the output is approximately 260V and 30 milliamps. After connecting two LED GU10 8 watts, a current of 1.73 amps flows at the input at 12 volts. The output is 230 volts and 66 milliamps. The efficiency of the system is approximately 73%. The transistors heat up quite a bit during operation. A small heatsink should allow the heat to dissipate. The connected light sources worked satisfactorily at the input voltage of 9 to 12 volts, while they went out completely at about 5 volts. To sum up, a dangerous system, no output voltage control, lack of documentation, errors in the auction descriptions, information suggesting that the output will be 220 volts AC, which suggests the mains voltage. In fact, we get an undefined high-frequency AC voltage, or DC. When connecting an unloaded simple AC-DC converter as a receiver, there is a risk of explosion of the electrolytic capacitor, too high supply voltage. With careful use, the module can be useful to power 230V light sources, and the board can fit in the base of the lamp holder. You can use a 12-volt installation or even a battery power supply, e.g., 6x1.5V AA for power supply. If we install an effective 230 volts LED luminaire, which is rarely turned on for a short time, e.g. above a mirror, the module can replace or delay the 230 volt power supply. Wall hammering, cable routing, etc. works.